And good morning. This is NPR Illinois. I'm Sean Crawford. Governor J.B. Pritzker's calling on local prosecutors to pursue criminal charges against rogue ICE agents. A state panel found federal agents that were part of Operation Midway Blitz last fall used, quote, extreme physical tactics that amount to an unconstitutional use of force. The group released its final report this week. Pritzker says that now it's up to police departments and state's attorneys in Cook and Kane counties to act on the commission's findings.
The commission has done much of what is in its power to do, to lay the foundation for real accountability. It has gathered the evidence. It has heard from innocent victims. It has identified the culprits. But it will take the courage and conviction of all of us at every level of government to continue pressing forward.
In a statement, the Cook County State's Attorney's Office says it will review the evidence before deciding whether to bring charges. The Trump administration says it's launched investigations into 36 Illinois school districts. The Justice Department's Civil Rights Division says it's investigating whether the districts included sexual orientation and gender ideology content in any class for grades pre-K through 12. It's unclear why the districts were singled out. Those districts are located all over the state, from the Chicago area to southern Illinois. The closest to Springfield appears to be in McLean County and the Gillespie School District. The DOJ announced similar investigations at Michigan school districts in February. Three men are facing multiple charges after threatening to kill three black men who were fishing in Paris, Illinois. It happened on the night of April 3rd. The Danville alderman, Jaleel Jones, says he and his two cousins were trying to catch catfish at White Oaks Park Lake when they were confronted by three white men.
When I first started feeling uncomfortable was when they said the N-word from the start. They said something grouped up together, and then you hear the N-word. And then after that, they walk up to me and kind of surround me.
Minutes later, one of the white men pointed a shotgun at the head of one of the black men. The victims were able to get away. Jesse and Jordan Coleman are charged with attempted first-degree murder and a hate crime. A third man also faces charges. Extreme hail in Missouri. Some as large as softballs damaged vehicles and roofs this week and also killed a zoo animal that was in Springfield, Missouri on Tuesday. An emu died, another animal was injured, and the zoo also sustained damage. There was damage to roofs, buildings, and vehicles throughout the area, widespread power outages as well. Even the local utility reported gas meters were damaged. Several residents say that was unprecedented in the city. Well, as we look ahead today, our weather forecast, another mild day with a high around 60 and sunny. Tonight, slight chance of rain, low 42. It's currently 42 degrees here at NPR, Illinois. It's 7:07.